This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Lee Benoit and the Bayou Stompers. October features the Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Senate is poised to pass legislation averting a government shutdown next Tuesday, but House Republican leaders don't like it. They want to add a provision defunding the Affordable Care Act. It's not clear if lawmakers will resolve their differences before the deadline. NPR's Janine Herbst reports one political analyst warns a shutdown will be costly in terms of dollars and reputation.
Larry Sabato says lurching from crisis to crisis is becoming common in the U.S., and he says it's dangerous.
I don't think anybody wins in a shutdown. I think, in fact, it would project exactly the wrong image of government, both domestically and internationally. But we've done it before. This is becoming the norm, and we are becoming known as an ungovernable nation, a nation that simply cannot compromise anymore. It ought to disturb more people than it does.
And he says if a shutdown happens, it could go on for a while.
They'll say at first that it will be just for a few days, but we'll see. Positions tend to harden, and all sides get dug in.
And Sabato says a shutdown would cost around $100 million a day. Janine Herbst, NPR News, Washington.
The UN Security Council will take up a resolution requiring Syria to get rid of its chemical weapons. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russian diplomats have agreed on the resolution's purpose.
We did reach agreement with respect to the resolution. We're now doing the final work on pulling that language together.
If Syria fails to disarm, a second resolution will be discussed, calling for consequences. President Obama is hosting the Prime Minister of India for talks on trade and security. NPR's Scott Horsley reports economic cooperation and clean energy initiatives are also on the agenda.
This is not the first time President Obama has welcomed the Prime Minister to the White House. Manmohan Singh was also the guest of honor at Obama's first state dinner back in 2009. Singh returned the favor when Obama visited New Delhi the following year. Officials say today's meeting is a chance for the two leaders to discuss stronger cooperation on trade and development, while also highlighting India's role in regional security. The White House has announced that Obama will also play host to the Prime Minister of Pakistan, India's neighbor and sometimes rival, next month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A federal housing agency says it needs an injection of $1.7 billion from the U.S. Treasury. The Federal Housing Administration offers mortgage lenders guarantees against homeowner defaults, but it doesn't have enough to meet a required 2% capital ratio that buffers used to withstand potential losses. Women's health provider Planned Parenthood is filing a federal lawsuit challenging a new Texas abortion law. This requires doctors who provide abortions to have admitting privileges at a local hospital. It also mandates women who receive the abortion medication, RU486, must be under a doctor's direct supervision. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 85 points. This is NPR. A UN panel says it's extremely likely human activity is the major cause of global warming seen since the 1950s. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change strengthened its wording from its last report. The current report says the Earth's atmosphere and oceans have warmed, snow and ice have diminished, and the concentration of greenhouse gases has grown. Authorities say the death toll in the Pakistani earthquake is at least 350 people, but that number is expected to rise. At the same time, violence by local rebels is hampering relief efforts. NPR's Abdul Sattar reports from Islamabad.
There has been another attack on army helicopters carrying relief goods in the Awaran district of Balochistan. Because the affected areas are far-flung, the government has engaged the army in relief activities. This has infuriated the Baloch separatists who have been battling for a separate homeland. On Thursday, the government says an army helicopter with senior military officers on board was shot at by militants, but no one was hurt. Balochistan has been badly affected by a quake, leaving 21,000 families homeless and over 40,000 square kilometers of roads destroyed. Most of the victims are still waiting for government relief. Abdul Sattar, NPR News, Islamabad.
The government says consumer spending increased in August. The Commerce Department says it was up 0.3%. Consumer spending makes up about 2/3 of the U.S. economy. Federal authorities have arrested two Colorado farmers in connection with a deadly listeria outbreak in 2011. 33 people died after eating tainted cantaloupe traced to that farm. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, working to help investors take control of their financial future. Charles Schwab, own your tomorrow. Learn more at schwab.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour of blues in New Orleans. Back now to the early 1990s and music from Champion Jack Dupree.
Hey, Mary, clock. If you would have been thinking, you wouldn't have got stuck. You got to be thinking for yourself. You got to be thinking for yourself.
Walter Wolfman Washington from an album called Wolf Tracks that came out in 1986. Think for yourself. Before we heard Walter, we heard Champion Jack Dupree. We heard him from a 1993 release. The disc is called One Last Time. Jack on piano and vocals with a number called Hey Mary. Jack died in January of 1992. This disc was put together from some, if I remember right, extra sessions that were left over from a previous release. Jack Dupree, one of the really best-known barrel house-style pianists come out of New Orleans last century. Really interesting character. We're going to turn now to Cyril Neville. He has a brand new disc out called Magic Honey. More New Orleans music coming our way. Here's Cyril with the title track, Cyril Neville, Magic Honey. Midnight Hour.
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Another man done gone. Another storm has come. Another storm has come. Another storm has come. The people on the run. Another storm has come. Another man gone. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name. So many fled that day. I didn't know his name. We'll be right back.
Irma Thomas from her disc After the Rain. That was her first release after Hurricane Katrina. And a lot of the themes of the song deal with that terrible storm. The case in point here was, of course, Another Man Done Gone. It used to be a song about prison, but in this case, a song about people flooded out of the city. And it won Irma a Grammy, well-deserved Grammy. Along with Irma Thomas on that track were Dirk Powell on fretless banjo and electric guitar, Sonny Landreth on slide guitar, James Singleton on bass, and Stanton Moore on drums. Before we heard Irma Thomas here on KRVS, we heard Cyril Neville from his brand-new disc, Magic Honey. He did the title track, and of course, in the blues, there are a lot of songs about honey and a lot of songs about bees. King Bee, you name it. There are just all sorts of songs about bees. Possibly the first one recorded may have been done by a girl born in Algiers, Louisiana. We're talking about Lizzie Douglas, better known as Memphis Minnie. Here's Memphis Minnie with her then-husband, Joe McCoy, both of them on guitar, Memphis Minnie on vocals, doing, again, what is probably the first tune about bees in the blues. Maybe not, but anyway, maybe the first one recorded. Here is Memphis Minnie with Bumblebee.
Looking for it.
wish to God that I could die. Now I love my good corn liquor, and I really mean I do. Now I don't care who knows it, and I really mean that too. And I've been drinking my good corn liquor, I mean don't no one get rough. Now, men don't know one get rough. And I try to treat everybody right, but I mean don't start no stuff. Give me another half a pint, and maybe I'll go on. So give me some more corn liquor. If I get drunk, just please take me home. So give me some more corn liquor. If I get drunk, please just take me home. Just let the good times be
February of 1934, that was Leroy Carr on piano and vocals, his sidekick, Scrapper Blackwell, on guitar, a number called Corn Liquor Blues, and I guess that could have been his epitaph. He died about a year later at the age of 30 of problems brought on by acute alcoholism. But they were, Carr and Blackwell, one of the most urbane blues duets ever to record, particularly during that time. They were extremely influential as far as particularly future pianists would be concerned. Before we heard Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, we heard Memphis Minnie and Kansas Joe McCoy, her husband of the time. From 1930, they did Bumblebee, definitely a classic by Memphis Minnie. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to another Leroy cartoon, one he's very well known for. There are quite a few of those. This done by Annie Piper from a disc called Two's Company. Here's Annie Piper on vocals and bass with Blues Before Sunrise. ¶¶
down to you to have your way.
Cassandra Wilson with an appropriately ethereal version of the old Sunhouse classic Death Letter. This from the disc New Moon Daughter that came out back in 1995. Before we heard Cassandra, we heard Annie Piper from her disc Two's Company. Annie doing a cover of the old Leroy Carr tune, Blues Before Sunrise, a number that's been covered a bit over the years by various blues artists. Eric Clapton had a cover of that on his Grammy Award-winning disc from 1994, From the Cradle. Here is Eric Clapton, though, doing a cover of a tune from the 1950s, an old Jesse Fuller number. Eric Clapton here on KRVS with his rendition of San Francisco Bay Blues.
Papa, I'm going your way. A man know what it all about. Waiting home just to throw me out. Broke my nose, bit my chin. Don't let me catch you here again. You whipped me from the kitchen back to the door. You beat me with the chair till my head got sore. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more. Thank you.
Chicago, winter and fall. And they got me to wear my overalls. That broke was my fault. Used to eat pork chops and eating salt. I met a woman with a big mink fur. Big fat mouth, me followed her. She pulled a gun, take my door. Didn't eat my heart out, I didn't get though. That'll never happen no more. That'll never happen no more.
From April of 1927, recorded in Chicago. That was Blind Blake, the great ragtime-style guitarist. Blind Blake doing That Will Happen No More. And before we heard Blind Blake, we heard Eric Clapton here on KRVS from Clapton's disc, Eric Clapton Unplugged. And he did a version of San Francisco Bay Blues, a number that was first recorded by Jesse Fuller. Fuller, originally from Georgia, he had moved out to San Francisco and recorded that tune in the 50s. He was a one-man band, played a drum, guitar, harmonica, sometimes kazoo. So Clapton's performance was, he had other people with him, but sort of affected that style, that sound that Jesse Fuller had on his recordings. Blind Blake, of course, was a really significant guitarist. Many years later, a lot of fine guitarists from the folk boom of the 50s and 60s would study his style on some of the old 78 records and say, how did that guy ever do that? And a number of his tunes have been recorded in blues over the years, re-recorded. Case in point, one here by Bert Devert from his disc Kidman Blues. Bert is a mandolinist on this track. He's playing a mandola, the music recorded in Stockholm, Sweden. Bert Devert with his rendition of Blind Blake's Diddy Wah Diddy.
Big mystery, and it sure is worrying me. This diddy wah diddy, this diddy wah diddy. I wish someone would tell me what diddy wah diddy means. This little girl about 4 feet four said, come on, pop, and give me some more of that diddy wah diddy, the old diddy wah diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what diddy wah diddy means. Said, look who's in town, Mr. Diddy Wah Diddy, Mr. Diddy Wah Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Wah Diddy means. Went to church for my hat on the seat. Lady sat on it, said, Daddy, you sure are sweet, Mr. Diddy Wah Diddy, oh, Mr. Diddy Wah Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Wah Diddy means. sister, I'll soon be gone. Just give me that thing you're sitting on. My diddy, why did it? My diddy, why did it? I wish somebody would tell me what diddy, why did it means. Well, then I got put out of church, cause I talk about diddy, why did it too much. Mr. Diddy, why did it? Mr. Diddy, why did it? I wish somebody would tell me what diddy, why did it mean. Traveling man, all my life been a traveling man, staying alone, doing the best I can. Set my truck on down to sunny Tennessee. Set my truck on down to sunny Tennessee. It's hard to tell about a man like me. I met a gal I couldn't get off of my mind. Ooh, I met a gal get off my mind. She passed me by, she said she surely didn't like my kind. I'm scared to bother around a girl's house at night. I'm scared to bother around a girl's house at night. Because she got a police dog and he's always bearing four or five. His name is Ramblin' Winnie. Gets a chance. His name is Rambler. That's right, when he gets a chance. Try to leave a mark on everybody's pants. Travel, I guess I'm gonna let her be. I guess I travel, I guess I'm gonna let her be. 46, that old police dog gone be.
Roy Bookbinder from a disc called Polk City Ramble. That was his rendition of the old Blind Blake tune, Police Dog Blues. Before we heard Roy Bookbinder here on KRVS, we heard Bert Devert from his disc Kidman Blues doing a cover of the Blind Blake classic Diddy Wah Diddy. And next year on KRVS, music from the legendary Roosevelt Sykes. He first recorded at the age of 23 back in 1929. We're going to listen to him recorded live at a club in Ann Arbor, Michigan in 1977, doing a rendition of a tune that has deep roots in the English tradition. We're talking about St. James Infirmary. That tune also has been reborn in various ways, including Blind Willie McTell's Dying Crapshooter Blues. That's got to be the basis for McTell's tune, and also a mini of the Moocher, Cab Calloway's classic. In fact, Roosevelt Sykes echoes some vocalizations that Calloway had in his recording of Mini of the Moocher. Roosevelt Sykes with St. James Infirmary.
Joe's barroom on the corner of the square. You
even though drinks were served as usual and a nice little crowd was there. On my left stood little Joe McKinney. His eyes was bloodshot and red. He says, I've got a story to tell you. And these were the words he said. Well, I just passed by St. James Infirmary. I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table. She was so sweet, but so cold, so bad. He said, let her go, bless her. Wasn't never her soul, maybe, that she gonna search this whole world over. She wouldn't have found a truer lover than me. There were 16 cold black horses hitched to a rubber-tired hack, carrying 7 sweet girls to the graveyard. But it's only 6 of them coming back. They're gonna leave one of them there. Some enemy cannonball. He said, but I want to say to you, brethren, my mind on my lover was the cause of it all. He said, now if I should happen to die, I want you to dress me in a black sport coat and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my dog tag, so my pals will know I died standing pat, aces back to back. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Roosevelt Sykes, once again.